Hello everybody and welcome to Breakdown, where we talk about the business of the video game industry. I'm your host Corbin, and today's episode, we are going to try again to refilm our episode on the Nintendo Direct on 9/13/2022. Let's get started. So like I said, yesterday we had a few problems recording this. I've also got a special guest with me here, Jaden.
Yeah, what's up?
He was on the podcast yesterday, too. The whole joke's going to be that he didn't watch the Direct. He still hasn't, yeah. But he now knows all the reveals. So we're going to try to make this entertaining still, but may not be as good as the one we had to scrap yesterday unrelated reasons.
I still barely know what's going on. I mean, I hardly know half these games, let alone what they're about.
Yeah. All right. So let's get started. First, we have the first announcement was Fire Emblem Engage. This is the next mainline Fire Emblem game in which, in my opinion, have you seen the character designs for this?
Nope. All I know is that the male and female character are the same and you can choose which one you want. That's all I know about Fire Emblem.
Yeah, this game looks really interesting with it having a mechanic of like all of the Fire Emblem characters from past games. Or like personified into rings, and you can like put the ring on your character and get like a persona of that character. It looks really interesting. I've never played a Fire Emblem game. Have you, Jaden?
Nope. I know they're popular in Japan, and that's why they get all the Smash Bros. Characters.
All the Sword Fighters, yeah. It's coming out on January 20th, 2023. Let's hope it doesn't get delayed, but it's a new Fire Emblem. Who can complain? Next, we have the It Takes Two game. Did you ever play It Takes Two, Jaden?
I have not, but it definitely sounds interesting from what you've said about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's a co-op family game that's all about stuff. It's coming out November 4th, you can pre-order it today. It's got online and local wireless play. We also have Fatal Frame Mask of the Lunar Eclipse coming out in early 2023. Fatal Frame is that game where you go around and, like, take, like, pictures of, like, ghosts to murder them, I think. And a few of the games never released in the States, and this is one of them. So we are finally getting it after many years.
So it'll be a sort of Pokemon Snap game, just worse?
From what I know, these games are actually all really good. Like, they're not bad. They're all quality games. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 has the DLC Wave 2 coming out on October 13th. I have never played a Xenoblade game. I don't think Jaden has either. But I sure as hell got a good deal on the second game.
I was there for that, yes.
It was a good deal I got on it. So I eventually want to play the series. But I think I'm going to need to wait for like a good few years. Just sit down and beat them all at once. there's a new hero. And challenges coming out for it. And that's on, again, October 13th. We have SpongeBob the Cosmic Shake. Coming out next year. It is a SpongeBob game. I do not care. Do you, Jaden?
I played old SpongeBob games on the Wii, but I never got past like the second level, so can't say I'm too hyped about SpongeBob.
Then we have Fitness Boxing, Fists of the North Star. Every time I think of the trailer for this release, it is like, what did I just watch? And I really don't know what I actually watched. Pretty much you are boxing and fighting bosses and everything with Fists of the North Star characters. It's a bunch of, like, men, right?
Yeah, I know that Fist of the North Star inspired the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure art style, but I don't know much more than that other than it's very old and very popular.
He's a nerd. Alright, and that's coming out in early March of 2023. Then we have a game called Oddballs. I can't remember for the life of me what this game was about. I think it's a game with where you're, like, playing competitive dodgeball online. I'm not sure. I don't really care. It's coming out in early 2023. Then we have Tunic. Tunic is like a Legend of Zelda style game in a way where like you're a fox who gets washed up onto an island and you have to go around the island and complete challenges and everything. I'm pretty sure this was a game that was originally on the Xbox and it was part of Game Pass, but it's finally coming over to Switch on September 27th and you can also pre-order it today. Next is already Front Mission remakes. These have been announced earlier before, and we finally have the release date for the first one. It is coming out on the 1st of November. And then the second one, all we know is it's coming next year. And then we also have the announcement that the third Front Mission game, I think it's called Front Mission 3, it is coming out in... We actually don't know when it's coming out. It just got announced that they're doing a remake of it. Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life. This is the first game in a Direct that was the farming simulator game where you go and you beat monsters and everything. Coming out in summer 2023. Do you like farming games, Jaden?
Not necessarily, no.
Do you like action games?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Do you ever want to, like, raise a child while fighting monsters and tending to your crops?
I don't want to do either of those, so no.
And that is the first story of season's game, The Wonderful Life. Splatoon 3, we got the announcement of pretty much, hey, the game came out last week, and here's the next Splatfest that's going on. The Splatfest question is, what would you rather take with you on a camping trip? Gear, grub, or fun? Which one would you rather take, Jaden?
I'd probably go with gear, because the other stuff you can pretty easily find if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, fun. You can throw rocks at each other.
Yeah.
Grub, you can always skin your best friend and eat them. And gear, well, you got tools to skin to people.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Splatoon, Jaden?
I did. I played the first Splatoon on the Wii U. It's pretty fun, and it's not my style personally, but I enjoyed it. And then Splatoon 2 I skipped, and Splatoon 3 I had the opportunity to play recently. It's the same game, honestly. It feels the same as the original. So if you like that, great. But other than that, there's no big changes, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've played Splatoon 2, and it was fun. I put about 10 hours into it, but I'm more of a single-player story guy. I'm not really that big on the online multiplayer thing, so it just wasn't my thing. And from what I've heard of Splatoon 3, it's the same thing. If you don't like that type of game, then there's not really any single player content.
But if you do like it, get it, because it's just Splatoon again.
Exactly. Then we got the announcement for Octopath Traveler 2. Octopath Traveler was like an RPG where you'd like 8 characters and they would all intertwine into each other. It was fun. I put about, what, I think about 40 hours into it. It was fun. It wasn't the most entertaining thing ever. It was one of those long RPGs, and I think it was the origin of the 2D HD art style. It's a good art style. Don't you agree, Jaden?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
I don't think he knows what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You should look. It's really beautiful. I'm pretty sure they've done it with Octopath Traveler, Triangle Strategy, and Live Alive. Out of those games, Live Alive is the best one. Then we have Fae Farm, which is the next. Hey, you want to raise kids, farm, and battle monsters at the same time? Well, you can. It's coming out in spring 2023 as a console exclusive.
Yeah, not something I'm going to be looking forward to buying.
Nah, me neither. Then we have Feather Rhythm, Final Bar Line. This is a, like, music game with, like, Final Fantasy stuff. It's, like, really weird, all things considered. It's coming out on February 16th of 2023, and it's got, like, 385 songs from, like, all of the Final Fantasy games, and apparently it's going to have DLC for games like the Saga series, Nier series, Octopath, and Live Alive songs in it, too.
So will we get to use the Donkey Kong bongos?
If there's a will, there's a way. Alright, that's the end of my first note sheet. Let's go into the back of the note sheet. We got some more Mario Rabbids 2, I think it's called Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope this time. It's coming out on October 20th again, and you can pre-order it. And they also announced that there's going to be a gold edition with the season pass like the first game. I enjoyed Mario plus Rabbids. It was that sort of XCOM game. It looks like the developers have tried to make it a bit different. Yeah, so I'm just going to wait till it goes on the Ubisoft sale in the eShop for about, what, $20 for everything one day?
Yeah, I'm honestly amazed that Mario and Rabbids became a collaboration, because nobody knows about Rabbids, and then it just became a random collaboration that somehow worked, and somehow worked enough to make a second game, which truly amazes me.
I mean, the first game is really, really good. I mean, it is a good strategy game, and, I mean, granted, story ain't shit, but
yeah.
what else were we really expecting? Then we have Rune Factory 3 Special. This is one of those games where you raise the children, you get married, farm, and go beat monsters all at the same time.
I'm starting to feel a pattern here.
Oh, really? Couldn't tell you. This is coming out next year sometime, and we also know that the next Rune Factory game is in development. I think that would be 6, because I'm pretty sure 5 came out. Like, I saw it in our other Nintendo Direct, but I'm not too sure, really. And then we got a really big thing. We got 9 N64 games announced for the online service. First off, we have Pilotwings 64, Mario Party 1, Mario Party 2, and Mario Party 3, Pokemon Stadium 1 and Pokemon Stadium 2, 1080 Snowboarding, Excitebike 64, and GoldenEye. GoldenEye into Direct, they really hyped it up to be like, oh my gosh, it's GoldenEye. Can you believe it? And it all, I think GoldenEye also has online, but...
Yeah, that's going to be cool to see online play for a game that, you know, didn't originally have it. So.
And exactly, a game that so many people beloved as children. I've never played GoldenEye, have you?
Nope. I don't have any N64 experience, but I am looking forward to Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2, because I know those games are highly sought after and very expensive to find original copies of.
Oh, yeah, secondhand market for those guys are terrible. And also, Mario Party is always good to rub off the palm of your hand with.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have Various Daily Life, which was a Shadow Drop today. I think that is a game that is one of those, hey, you want to raise children, farm, and fight monsters? I think you can tell what we think about those games. Then we have Factorio. This is, in my opinion, a very interesting game coming out on October 28th. It's very interesting for a fact is, like, you just get dropped somewhere, and you make, like, a whole production line, and it's like a tower defense game at the same time. It looks really interesting. I may pick it up if it goes on sale for a good price.
Yep.
Then we have IB. This is a very weird game, it looked from the trailer. It sort of looked like an Undertale art style in a way. I've never played that game, but I think I know what it looks like. It looks very interesting. Like, you get transported into, like, a painting, and you gotta figure your way out. It looks very weird, but it honestly looks pretty good. Then we have Mario Strikers Battle League. Wave 2 update with such characters as Pauline and Donkey Kong Jr.
Now, is this Donkey Kong Jr. or Diddy Kong?
Oh, Diddy Kong.
Yeah.
My bad. I don't know Mario characters.
Because I know Donkey Kong Jr. has not been in a game in years, hasn't he?
Last one was... Oh, crap. Was it Super Mario Kart? Was that Donkey Kong Jr.?
Yeah,
Was that... I don't think that was Donkey Kong. I think that was Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. is the one with, like, the bib on the front. He's tiny. He doesn't have the hat or anything.
Yeah, it's Diddy Kong. It's Diddy Kong. Okay. Yeah. It's coming out later this month. I literally can't care. Like, the game, it sold great on the Switch. It's one of the best-selling Mario sports games on the Switch, but why should I care?
Yeah, I mean...
You guys have not heard the angry rant I went on whenever releases for this got out, but... still, why make a game when you're not done making a game?
Yeah, they can halfway release it and, you know, finally make the game full again a year later when they get to it.
Yeah. Mario Strikers Battle League. Have fun, Nintendo. Next, you have the Alistair Chronicles, I think. I did not get the name of this game down because it was too long. I think it's like a Wii game or something. I don't know. But it's coming out on February 24, 2023. It's a remake of an old game. It looked interesting enough, but it wasn't a farming game. I think it was just action. It could have been a farming game, I don't know. I think I was too pissed at Mario Strikers Battle League to really care. Mario Kart 8 DLC, Wave 3. We got two tracks announced for it out of the total eight that'll be there. These are the DS Peach Gardens track and the Merry Mountain track from Mario Kart Tour. And of course, DS Peach Gardens is from... Would you guess DS?
Yeah, it's also been remade on Wii, which is surprising to see a track remade twice. But I'm looking forward to play it. It is a good track. I enjoy it quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's a great track. I mean, by the end of this, like, how many of all of the Mario Kart tracks is Mario Kart 8 going to have?
It's going to be, like, 96, is it not?
Exactly, but, like, how many Mario Kart tracks are there total?
I mean, there's only 16 new tracks each game, so...
I mean, at some point, this may be the Mario Kart Ultimate.
Yeah.
Deluxe.
Oh, Ultimate Deluxe, yes.
Then we got some information on Switch Sports. They're going to be adding 3 new sport games into it. Originally, this was supposed to be happening in fall, but Mr. Miyamoto came on and said, hey, hold up. Can we do this in, like, the holiday, not the fall? Right?
Are any of these games confirmed or denied yet what they're going to be?
Yes, one of them is going to be golf, and that's a great segue, because we noted 21 holes from Mario Golf on the Wii. Or not Mario Golf.
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports on the Wii. Well, did you watch the Direct?
No.
Okay. Wii Sports games are going to be coming over, and 21 of the classic golf stages from that. Too bad you can't use your actual Mii.
Yeah.
Then we got some Miyamoto came on and talked about Super Nintendo World, the Mario movie for a brief second. Not really anything new to note on those.
So, Super Nintendo World, is that going to be the American theme park they're making?
He sort of mentioned that they're looking to open up the one here in the States sooner than later. That wasn't really any like, oh, here we go, but it was...
Yeah, because the new one in Japan, I know pre-COVID brought in a lot of tourism. It was really cool.
I mean, it was like right before COVID hit, too. Yeah. I remember there was actually a direct for the Super Nintendo World.
Really?
Yeah, I actually watched it. I don't really remember anything about it, but I watched it. Then we had about 5 minutes where Mr. Miyamoto talked about Pikmin Bloom, or aka Pikmin Go. It is literally made by Niantic, same people that make Pokemon Go, and it's literally Pikmin Go.
Nice.
And then we got one of the bigger announcements from this direct, I think. Pikmin 4!
I honestly did not see that as much a surprise. I was honestly betting on Pikmin 4 being on this. Of course, I didn't watch it. I got it secondhand from you, but...
Thinking about it is Pikmin 4 is like... This game has been rumored to be done for years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been like 90% done, and it's just been sitting there until Nintendo wants to release it. Why now? I've never played a Pikmin game. I sort of wanted to play the Pikmin 3 Deluxe that they released, but I never just got around to it. So, Pikmin 4 is coming out. 2023 is all we know about that. Now to the final notes sheet. Let me open it up. Alright. We got the announcements of Just Dance 2023 coming out November 22nd. Can we move on?
Yeah, I'm surprised they still make those games, but...
They're money makers.
Yeah.
They are literally great money makers. Then we have Harvestella. This was a game that was shown in the August Nintendo Treehouse. This is one of those games, I don't think you raise children in it or get married, but you farm and fight crime. Right. By crime, I mean mystical things in the woods. The demo is out now, and this game is coming out November 4th. I actually, being that we are recording this a day late because of unforeseen circumstances, I've actually downloaded the demo and played it for a few minutes. The camera control is a little weird, but overall, it seems like it could be a good game. I'm actually looking forward to it, and who knows, it's a farming fighting game. An FF, as we should call them.
Yes.
See, it was never Final Fantasy 16. It was Final, or no. What was the joke? Farming Fighting 16?
Farming Fighting, yes.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm thinking about. Bayonetta 3, October 28th. Pre-order. And that's just that. New gameplay video on Nintendo's YouTube channel. Have you ever played a Bayonetta game, Jaden?
I have not, but it appeals to the fans that like it.
Woohoo. Then we got a game called Rain Code. This is from the developers of Disgaea? No, not Disgaea. Danganronpa. He's got the same art style as those games. I've never played them. It's coming out in Spring 2023 as a first launch on the Switch. Then we have a few Resident Evil games. They're all coming through to cloud. We've got Resident Evil Village, which is coming out on October 28th. And that's really all that is. There's a free demo of it out. If you want to play cloud games, there you go. You also have Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, Resident Evil 2 Remake, and Resident Evil 3. They're all cloud editions. Don't know when they're coming out. Sifu is a cool-looking game about, like, martial artists doing their thing. I'm not really too interested in it, but it looks like it could be good. Crisis Core, Final Fantasy 7 Reunion Crisis Core, something or other. It's coming out on, December 13th, and it looks fairly interesting. It's not a cloud version, which is very interesting about it. Radiant Silver Gun, don't really care. It's another Shadow Drop. It's like one of those Ikaruga-type games where you're fighting enemies as they come down from the screen. Endless Universe, it's coming next year. It's one of those roguelike games where you run around on like a planet that's randomly generated. Tales of Symphonia Remake, early 2023. Not really much to say about that. And sorry I'm like going through these really fast. It's just...
Yeah, these are all games I have no interest in.
I don't really have interest in them either. It's just like, yeah, they're sort of there. We have Life is Strange, The Roman Saga, Lego Brick Tales, Disney Speedstorm, and Fall Guys Season 2. Those are all on a scissor reel. It's just like, I don't have anything to say about them.
Every Lego game is a Lego game.
I guess it's like a Lego racing game, or like roller coaster game. It's weird. I don't know. Then we have the two last announcements. Pretty big one. We've got Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe. I think this was a Wii game. It wasn't a Wii U game, which is fairly interesting. I've not played a Kirby game on Switch. Have you, Jaden?
I have not. I haven't played Kirby in general, but it's pretty neat that they're bringing back a Wii game, because typically all these deluxes that we've been seeing are all Wii U
games. Yeah, they've all been Wii U games. It's coming out on February 24th of 2023. You can pre-order it today. It's going to be the same game. Hopefully it'll look better and all of that. So let's see. Then we have Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. You guys won't understand whenever I say this was the announcement I have been waiting for.
I'm pretty sure it was everybody's.
And we got not only a release date, but the subtitle for the game, and about 20 seconds of gameplay. The game is called Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And it's coming out on May 12th, 2023. I'm skipping school that day. I'm not coming.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I have not played Breath of the Wild. Kill me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Oh, jeez. All right. We need to rectify that.
Yeah.
I may need to trade out a game with you. Make you play Breath of the Wild, and I'll play something you want
to
make me play.
You'd have to play, like, Fallout 4 or something in order to make up for that time. Fallout 4, everybody says it's bad, but I think it's a great Fallout game.
So if you're not seeing, I'm offering my hand to shake for this deal, just because, like, I'll play Fallout 4 if it means that somebody else gets played Zelda Breath of the Wild. But yeah, it's called Tears of the Kingdom. I can't wait for it. It looks really good. So yeah, that's really all there is to that. I can't wait whatsoever. Yeah, I'm just really happy we got Zelda subtitles and everything. Like, I literally can't wait. It's awesome. And yeah, I think that's going to be it for this episode of Breakdown. Got any other things to add about the Direct?
Not necessarily, because I didn't watch it. But in terms of games, I may play the new Zelda. If I start now, I'll have the perfect time for when it comes out.
Yeah, but you got about 9 months.
Most of the other games, not necessarily my thing, but there's something for everybody out there with this new Direct.
Especially
if you like farming fighting games.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, thanks for listening to this episode of Breakdown. And yeah, it's Zelda. We got Zelda announced. Oh my gosh. All right. Later, everybody.
Have a good one, everybody.